All right, welcome everyone to another edition of the Jesuit Experience Podcast. I'm Ben, I'm here with Griffin.
Griff's here.
And today we have a special guest.
And I'm Ben.
Yeah, he's also going to help interview, but we're interviewing Anton DeMofelix and Dawson Zavala about the STARS program they were a part of this summer. And we're going to give them the floor to talk a little bit about themselves before we get into the interview.
Okay, so... Like you said, my name is Dawson Zavala. I'm in the Medical Society, and I'm also the captain of the Jesuit crew team.
Yep, this is Anton. I'm also a part of the Medical Society Hope Squad and play for Jesuit Dallas Golf.
Glad to be to interview you guys. It's a pleasure for the viewers to talk to us. You know, what is the STARS program, and what did this take? How long was this process? And what did you guys enjoy most about it?
Yeah, so the STARS program is a research program for juniors rising seniors over the summer between those 2 years to get some hands-on research in an actual lab at UT Southwestern. You will go, you'll work like 8 to 5, although hours kind of vary just depending on your lab. You do actual research in a project that may or may not get published just depending on the timeline that your lab's on.
Overall program spans over 8 weeks, includes various seminars over various topics, like one seminar is about climate change, another was about specific cancer research. It's just a large diversity in terms of what you could do with the program. But initially, in terms of the application process, basic things like standardized test scores, transcript, essays, letters of recommendation, those are some of the things that you're going to need if you do want to apply for this program. Get more info on that through Ms. Boyle or Mr. Vaughn. Then you go through a first round of interviews through the Jesuit Dallas Science Department, and then finalist interviews where they choose two of y'all, maybe 2 to 3 of y'all, to go and try and get into the actual STARS program.
So the actual, I know 2 or 3 of you guys made it from Jesuit. How big is the program? Is it just Texas, just Dallas? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's from across Texas. I think most of us end up being from like DFW-ish, mm-hmm. but technically it's open to all of Texas. And it usually ends up being around 50 people.
Yeah.
I think the number varies a little bit depending on how many people get in at different places, but our year it was 50.
Yeah, it was 50. They said there were a little over 950 applicants.
So. Oh, wow. So you said about the labs. How many different labs are there? How many students to a lab? Is it kind of variable?
Put it this way, like, UT Southwestern is a massive campus. You have north, east, southwest. Yeah. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. The labs we worked in are in a tiny building in a small wing in one section of the entire campus. So some people were in east, some people south, mainly divided between south and north. But for example, I worked in the Department of Biochemistry.
Yeah, I was in the Department of Cardiovascular and Thoracic Surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Were we both on South Campus?
Yeah, we were both on South Campus, but mm-hmm. you get to communicate with kids on both ends, especially during the seminars, because mm-hmm. all of the seminars were held on South Campus this year. Might vary next year, but the program is normally pretty flexible in terms of how it fluctuates.
Yeah.
And moving forward, you know, we're seniors, we have, you know, college ahead of us. Do you plan biochemistry?
Yeah.
What are you guys' options in the future? What do you hope to do?
So I'm actually not certain what Anton mm-hmm. wants to do. Obviously, he's going to answer for himself, yeah. though. I want to go into surgery. I either want to be a neurosurgeon or a cardiovascular surgeon. And so getting to work in the cardiovascular and thoracic surgery department was really cool because, like, that's what I want to do. There's sort of a history of heart stuff in my family, and so that's what I've always been passionate about.
Nice. Yeah, for me, worked in the Department of Biochemistry. Major-wise, I'm looking at biomedical engineering and biochemical engineering, so the experience I had at UT Southwestern definitely helped me a lot there. Gave me a hands-on experience, gave me sort of an idea, and confirming that I actually do want to do this, because end goal, hopefully a PhD in BME, and then maybe get a MD degree in medical genetics.
So you guys spoke to that hands-on experience. What are some of the things a student that's enrolled in this program can expect to do?
This is good because for me, I worked more on a cellular level.
Yeah.
Dawson was more organs.
Yeah. Lungs. So it really varies depending on the lab. The most description you can really give generally is that you are going to be doing like hands-on research in whatever topic you're assigned to. And I know that's exactly what you asked, so that's vague. But I mean, like I said, it, kind of like Anton was talking about, it depends on the lab. Some guys were working with like individual molecules. Anton was on a cellular level. Mine was more macro with like organs and some cellular processes inside of those tissues. It really depends. You'll be running tests with totally different machines depending on where you are. Anton had gel electrophoresis, whereas I was basically using a cooler version of an MRI. So yeah, it really depends on the lab.
Yeah, I had a friend on South Campus who was running like multiple experiments on a bunch of mice. Mm-hmm. Started naming the mice after the people in the summer research program, so that was kind of funny. But yeah, it's a large field.
This is kind of like an overall question, but for people that are interested in possibly applying, partaking in the UT Southwestern STARS program, what would you suggest? You know, if somebody's interested in doing what you guys have done, what do you guys recommend?
I personally feel that the science, because there's the first round of interviews through the Jeshua Dallas Science Department, I feel that they base a lot of your application on that interview.
Yeah, especially on like what the teachers know about you and like just who you are as a person, right? Because obviously everybody that wants to go into this program, they automatically know you're interested in science, you're probably doing really well in your science classes and your other classes. And so it really then becomes about like you, and that's where the interviews come in. So yeah, like if you're interested in the program, I think a lot of it is, it comes down to just like your relationships with your teachers and how invested you are in everything else you do as well.
I mean, the general advice is always be yourself, and it's true. Mm-hmm. That's kind of something everyone's going to have if they do it properly.
Right.
If you want to stand out in your interview, make sure you ask follow-up questions as many times as you can that aren't like redundant or repetitive. Mm-hmm. Or also make sure you do your research in terms of what you want to pursue. So if they ask you, oh, you want to do something in the lab of biochemistry, like, yeah, I want to work with this machine, with these cells, do these procedures, this possible private investigator or principal investigator. Make sure you're able to enumerate what you want to do and delineate on what that is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think like researching, like he said, is a big part of it. I personally didn't look at like specific professors just because that's like, did you do that?
Or I did look at a little specific professor.
But I 100% agree with like no, like be able to back up what you want to do, because part of the application process, once you make it past the first round of interviews, is going to be selecting like the areas that you're interested in. And so they're going to ask you about that. They're going to ask you why you're interested in that, what parts of that are actually like most interesting to you, what you're passionate about there. And so being able to give like specific, meaningful answers to those questions is a really, really big part of it.
So going into the STARS program for the beginning of the summer, how was what you interpreted the program to be versus what the reality of it was? Was it similar or?
Actually, the guy who just asked the question, Ben, I actually read his article, so that gave me a pretty good idea of what the program was about. I was pretty close with the people who did STARS from the class of 23. It was like, I could talk to them a lot, all the experiments. So I kind of got what I wanted out of it.
Yeah.
Or what I expected, I should say.
For me, I kind of found the program on my own. I remember when I like actually found out it was a thing. I was at service summer after my sophomore year, and my friend Evan and I were just like talking about what we wanted to do the next summer, and I stumbled on a research program. And so I didn't go into it with honestly a ton of expectations about what specifically it would be other than getting to do research. And that was why I wanted to do it. So getting to do that was automatically that fulfilled my expectation there. And then everything else was just like above and beyond and made it like a really incredible experience to get to go. and do. Because like in my lab, we weren't just doing research. We had just moved into a new lab, and so we were setting up future projects as well. We were tracking down everything we needed. And so it wasn't just like the research aspect of it. It was also like, what is it like being a researcher? Like, what is it like day to day in that field? And that was really cool to experience.
I mean, one thing I wasn't really expecting was how sociable all the other people would be there that I worked with, like all the other summer research program students. I mean, Dawson and I found our respective sort of groups of friends.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everyone pretty much knew each other. It was just 50 kids, but still, I mean, just a couple weeks ago, I got invited to a birthday party from a friend of mine from STAR, so that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I 100% agree with that. I mean, it's cool because, and this is something that I kind of mentioned in our presentation a few weeks ago, but everybody that's there is from like different backgrounds. You have people from like science, like talented and gifted schools. Mm-hmm. You have people from public high schools. You have people from every different ethnic background and totally different socioeconomic backgrounds. And so you end up with this group of people that are totally different, but all have this like common interest in science. And so once you have that common ground, you're going to be forming relationships with totally different people you never would have met before, that like I still talk to them. It hasn't been that long, obviously, but I am sure I'm going to keep talking to them too. Like really close friends that I wouldn't have met before.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
A lot of networking.
That's great. Last but not least, for me at least, did you guys have like a favorite part of the program? I mean, you guys spent 2 months, you know, doing your research and preparing to ultimately present in front of medical society members, Mr. Vaughn, Ms. Boyle, and everything. You know, what did you guys most enjoy? What was your highlight of those 2 months?
I think for me, it was because at the end of the program, you have a poster presentation where you basically stand in front of your poster for about an hour and a half and wait for people from different departments to walk by and ask you questions. So whenever I had my hour and a half time slot and I was just standing there, like, I was nervous. Oh, do I know this? Do I know that? But as soon as I got all these faculty coming up and asking me, oh, do you know this? Do you know this? Sort of gave me confirmation that out of those 8 weeks, I actually did research. I was able to learn all these procedures, learn the concepts, conclusions, future directions, everything. I was able to describe everything. Sort of gave me the satisfaction that I made the most out of the 8 weeks. I guess that relief was sort of the best part for me.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. I don't know that there was an individual part of it that was like the highlight for me, although hearing Anton talk about that, that's probably in contention, that idea of like just having a lot more confidence in yourself afterwards, knowing like, okay, this is what I've always wanted to do, but now I know that I'm actually able to do it. But the whole rest of the program was incredible too. I mean, getting to actually do the hands-on research was awesome, just because like that's something that I'm passionate about, or at least I learned that I am after that. I had known that I was like maybe a little interested in research. I wanted to get something sciencey to actually experience, and then afterwards, now I might be looking at going into research professionally as well as surgery. And so, yeah, I don't know that there was a single highlight for me, although again, stuff Anton said is a pretty good summary. But just the program as a whole was a great experience that I feel like I got a lot out of.
That's awesome.
So from taking Jesuit science courses before the program, do you think anything in particular from the science courses helped you with the STARS program, or was it mostly learning new things?
I think it's going to vary depending on your department. But for me, freshman year, I took biology, then chemistry sophomore, and then chemistry and physics junior year. So I'd say the chemistry background definitely helped me a lot, but I sort of needed a little bit of a refresher on biology because it's been a couple years, and then I had the COVID year biology, so that was a little bit less content.
Yeah, for me, it was, I would give a similar answer, but my experience was different because I was one of the freshman physics kids. And so I didn't take biology until AP Bio as a junior right before going into the program. And so I was really comfortable with the biology aspect of things. But like the chemistry actually played a lot more into it too than I was expecting, although it was a lot easier to follow than chemistry class is, because like you're just like, you're making solutions and stuff. You're not like learning how, at least for me, you're not learning how like each chemical interacts. But yeah, I think, yeah, like he said, it kind of varies depending on the lab. I'm sure there are other labs that were much more chemistry involved than mine. I don't know that any of them would not be very biology involved.
Yeah. It's a biomedical research program. So
yeah.
I will say being able to apply all those concepts you learn in school into something as intricate and advanced as the project you're going to be working on, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, I think that's it for questions. Thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Super cool getting to hear people smarter than you talk about things you don't understand. But yeah, thanks for representing Jesuit well. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I really appreciate it if you stayed this long. Feel free to check out other episodes with me and Griffin. Teacher profiles coming in soon, as well as a recent debate we just did. Thank you so much.